Welcome to Threaded Minds, Law and Beyond with Sohaib Zada. This podcast is your space to explore the intersections of law, business, personal growth, and modern life. I'm your host, Sohaib Zada, a legal expert, educator, practitioner, and lifelong learner. Together, we will unravel the threads that shape our world. From legal principles to career strategies, self-development, and the challenges of our interconnected world. We dive deep to uncover stories and insights that matter. Let us connect the dots and discover new perspectives. This is Threaded Minds, where every thread leads to a story and every story sparks a new idea. Hello and welcome back to Threaded Minds, Law and Beyond. I'm your host, Sohaib Zada. Thank you for joining me for episode number 2, where we're exploring a topic that's very close to my heart. How to start the habit of reading, and most importantly, how to stay consistent. Let me tell you something. I wasn't always a consistent reader, or a reader who reads complex books or technical books. Sure, I love the idea of reading, but actually sitting down and making it a regular habit, that took time, effort, and a few lessons learned along the way. Now, I have become a vivid reader, and I even find joy in reading long legal textbooks and case laws, even if they are written in the 80s or 90s. Today, I want to share what has worked for me and how tools like the Kindle device have completely transformed my reading habits, and how reading actually can unlock new skills and perspectives. I will also talk about how to balance reading physical or digital books with listening to audiobooks, and why consistency is the secret sauce to making it all work, and it's the secret tool to success in all the fields. It's not just about reading. It's about other fields, other habits. Consistency is key. For example, if you want to start the habit of regular exercising, you need to have consistent exercise, even if it's with a small amount of time. Let's say a couple of minutes a day or a week. For me, at the beginning of my law studying, I remember this thing that happened to me. I was very anxious about reading a legal book, and I remember when I read my first law book, Introduction to Law, I found difficulty in understanding major sentences, and I remember even marking down every word in that book, every sentence in that book, and that changed completely after putting a consistent habit of reading. Nowadays, I enjoy reading long legal textbooks. Sure, I have some skills of summarizing them and taking the key takeaways, but I enjoy reading a legal book relevant to my field. I enjoy reading long textbooks, precedents, or principles that establish specific rules or explain a legal framework. In that case, and how that happened, how that changed my life, is by consistent habit. And we'll look into details of how to start this habit and what are the practical tips or, for example, strategies that you could apply to your daily life in order to have the habit of reading. And we'll also cover why reading is even important or powerful. So let us start with why reading is so important. No one would deny this or would say, no, reading is not important, or I just scroll through TikTok videos or Instagram reels and that's enough. No. We live in a world where information is everywhere. Videos, reels, shorts, podcasts, articles, you name it. But reading does something different. What's that? What's that thing? It forces you to slow down, to process, and to really think. beyond these words and letters in the book. Books give you a chance to go deep into a subject, whether it's learning a new skill, understanding modern history or old history, or even just enjoying a small normal story. Reading engages your mind in a way that no other medium does, regardless of that medium. For me, personally, reading has been a game changer. It has helped me to grow professionally, develop my writing skills because I look at examples of how to write academically, sharpen my thinking, and even relaxing after a long day. I can trace back some of my best decisions, whether in law, teaching, or personal growth, to ideas I found in books. All of these ideas start from probably one or two books. So books could change your life positively. But here's the thing. None of that matter if you cannot make reading a habit. If you don't read on a daily basis or every other day. And that's where consistency comes in. When you have a regular reading habit. And as we've seen, or as I've said, reading is different from other mediums. You could use podcasts, you could use audiobooks, you could look at technology or different tools. However, go to the what they call it, the old school. Go to the books. Go to the books. Don't leave your books behind. Saying, for example, I have technology tools and I don't need to read. No. You could use technology to help you develop your reading and to look into modern and also old books that could shape and change your life. Now, let us talk about how to start. The early step that you may take is very simple and achievable. You don't need to read for hours every day, or you would say, for example, let me finish the first 50 pages in that chapter. No. Start with just 10 or 15 minutes. Research has shown that to establish a daily habit, you need to do it in 21 days, regularly. So set a goal that feels doable, something you can actually stick with. Just 10, 15 minutes of daily reading, for example. And pick the best time that works for you. Here what's worked for me. Set a reading time. Decide when you will read. Maybe it's the first thing in the morning with your coffee or right before bed. For me, I prefer reading before bed because it's the best time where I feel like I could put some minutes into reading off my Kindle device or into looking at my reading one of the physical books I have. So evenings worked the best, worked better for me, and it's the best time for me. It varies from an individual to an individual. It depends on your preferences and your availability, your commitments. Some people would prefer in the morning and others would prefer in the afternoon or in the breaks. So it depends on your preference. Time doesn't matter. Consistency, what matters here. And what works for me also is start small. Don't aim for 50 pages a day right away. You would achieve this goal once you fall in love with reading and looking at new books and probably joining reading clubs. However, start with just 10 to 15 minutes. So don't aim for 50 pages a day. Begin with a chapter or even just a few pages or even a couple of minutes a day. It's about building the habit, not the numbers. What also worked for me is using Kindle or an e-reader. And that's how technology could come or comes in place to help developing a skill or a habit. using technology is not wrong. It's actually a way of transforming your life. So using Kindle was a game changer for me. Kindle makes it easy for me to read anywhere, whether I am waiting in line or on a break or even traveling. Plus, the main thing I really like or the feature that Kindle has, it tracks your progress, which is super, super motivating. Also, it shows you the estimated time to finish the chapter of the book. One of the best things about the Kindle is the built-in dictionary. And this is very important for people who try to learn a new language or even read an unfamiliar area or field. When you come across a word or a concept that you don't understand, you can look it up instantly. And it shows you the meaning and also how to pronounce it. So it's such a great way to learn as you read. The key is consistency. Even if you read 10 minutes a day, it adds up. Think about it. 10 minutes a day is over an hour a week, which is more than 50 hours a year. So if you have like 10 minutes a day, you have approximately, let's say you take a break for one day a week, you have 6 days, so you have 60 minutes. So this would add up to more than 50 hours a year. That's a lot of books. Small daily efforts accumulate over time. That applies to reading and applies to other habits like exercising or, for example, learning a new skill. It's all about small daily efforts. You need to learn how to do a thing without even having a motivation, with the lack of sleep, with the challenges you have in your life. If you can keep that that habit in your life, you will succeed. And you will achieve goals. Now, let us talk about how reading can help you learn new skills. This is one of the biggest reasons I prioritize reading. Books are like mentors or coaches. You get access to the knowledge, experiences, and the lessons of the best minds in the world. It's like spending years of in the past learning from other experts or knowledgeable people, scientists. So why not taking their experience and taking the best practices, learning about things that happened in the past which could help or influence your decisions in the future. Learn from the previous mistakes, learn from previous histories, learn from previous lessons that happened in the past in order to transform your future, in order to make a positive change in your presence, right? For example, when I wanted to improve my teaching skills, I started reading books on pedagogy or pedagogical skills and student engagement, because this is very important for me to know how to teach. Not everyone is skilled at teaching. So I started to look at the literature in pedagogy, or what's called like education, but this is a fancy word. They use it as like in the terminology of teaching. So pedagogy, student engagement, educational technology, administration of the education. I started to read about them and to combine it with how to teach the law, for example, because I like to teach or to coach in the field of law. And I tend more into practical teaching and providing actionable lessons to students where they could apply it to their daily life. So I need literature to support my teaching methods, my teaching strategies. These books helped me, or specifically articles, academic articles. When I started working on my startup, I turned to books on entrepreneurship or marketing. Each book gave me tools and stories I could apply immediately. And here is where the Kindle comes in again. It makes it easy to organize and revisit your notes because you can highlight key passages, save them, and even export them to review later. It's such a powerful way to retain what you learn. And you could even export them to your computer, then you could see your notes after reading the book. Some people, and don't get me wrong, some people may prefer physical books, and that's totally fine. For me, I found Kindle very helpful. Some people may find physical books very helpful. I actually combine both, but I mostly read from Kindle. Remember, the goal is not just to read, it's to apply what you read. If you go now to the library, you want to search for a self-development book, you will find thousands, probably hundreds of books in that library, right? It doesn't matter which one you would pick. Just pick one book and reflect on in that book and ask yourself one question. What I could learn, or what's one idea I can use from this book? This simple question turns reading into action. You don't need to read hundreds of books or all of the books available in the library. You just need to pick one book that could transform your life or could make a positive change in your life. When you read, I want you to focus on applying at least one idea from that book, one question that book answered, one thing that book has contributed to your life or can contribute to your life with. So it's not important to count how many books you've read, but the question is how many books have shaped you or made a positive change to your life. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. What about audiobooks? Do they count as reading? My answer is absolutely yes. Audiobooks are a fantastic way to make use of time when you cannot sit down with a book, like when you're driving, exercising, or cooking, or even doing the dishes. I personally like to balance reading with listening. For deeper or more technical books, I prefer reading on my Kindle, and sometimes physically. It allows me to take notes and engage with the material, I mean Kindle, and for the like legal or some technical books, I sometimes prefer to read physical books because I refer to that book over and over again. For lighter reads or books with storytelling, science fiction, or for example, even history books, audiobooks are perfect. I like to use Audible, and that helps me to listen while running or commuting, and it makes the experience so much more enjoyable. So the key is to find what works for you. Maybe you read in the morning and listen in the evening. Or maybe you alternate between reading one book and listening to another. Some people like to read and listen at the same time, and you can do that easily. The goal is to keep learning and growing, no matter the format. So the key takeaway of this episode is that consistency is the hardest part, but it's also the most important one. I want you to create a reading ritual. Make reading part of your routine. Track your progress. You could use Kindle's reading stats or an app to see how much you are reading and to count how many hours or minutes you spend on reading. Seeing those numbers go up is super helpful and motivating. When you finish a book, take a moment to celebrate, but remember also to reflect. Ask yourself, what's the one question that book answered for me, or how this book would contribute to my life or makes a big change. Take a photo of that book, post it on Instagram, share some ideas, quotes from that book. That would be very motivating. So that would be a big deal and keeps you excited to keep going. You may also join a reading club where you could discuss that book. Some reading clubs would have meetings once a month, and they would discuss the book and share some interesting ideas, and that's actually very motivating. Read different genres, that's very important. Some people would focus on their field, I would say that's fine, but try to add other genres. Read in fiction, read in non-fiction, read biographies, memoirs, self-help. Variety keeps things interesting and prevent burnout. Remember, the goal is not to read all the books. The goal is to build a habit that enriches your life, and it's evidence that reading is actually doing so. Let me leave you with this. Reading is one of the most powerful habits you can develop. It would absolutely change or transform your life. It's not just about consuming information, it's about transforming yourself, one page at a time. If you're new to reading, start small. Pick a book that excites you. Set aside 10 minutes a day or 15 minutes a day and just start. And if you already a reader, you read 1 hour a day maybe, challenge yourself to go deeper. Challenge yourself to move to a more complex book. Challenge yourself to read more in your field so you can become an expert in that field. Also, explore new ideas. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Threaded Minds. If you found this helpful, please subscribe and share it with someone who might need a little push to start their reading journey. Until next time, stay curious, take care, and keep growing. This is Sohaib Zada, and you're listening to Threaded Minds. Happy reading. Thank you for tuning in to Threaded Minds, Law and Beyond. I hope today's episode offered valuable insights and inspired new ideas. Stay part of the conversation by following us on Instagram and sharing your thoughts. We always appreciate hearing from you. Remember to leave a review and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, whether it's Spotify or Apple Podcasts, so you never miss an episode. Join me next time as we continue exploring the threads that connect law, business, and life. Until then, this is Sohaib Zada. See you on Threaded Minds.